Alicia Keys, 99.7 DJX on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling?
We're feeling great. Known for her work on The Cosby Show and The Backyardigans. Sorry. And millions and millions of albums sold and 15 Grammy Awards, obviously. But it's Alicia
Keys. That's what he leads with. I love it.
I mean, that is some legit stuff.
Listen, The Backyardigans is a classic.
Now, I was going to mention from Sing 2, Portia singing your song. How amazing was
that?
That's
right.
I mean, that's pretty
right.
Epic.
And from Sing 2. Yeah. You see what I mean? The breadth is wide.
Yeah, we're hitting all your high points your career.
I was going to say, never mind all the countless hits that we've played on 99.7 DJX or the Grammys you've won. It's all about Sing 2 and The Backyardigans.
I love that. That was the best intro I ever got.
See? I knew that was going to stand out. That's good stuff.
I mean, Alicia Keys, since we're talking about Sing 2, if a cartoon animal played you...
Okay, I feel like it would either be like a jaguar or a panther.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I could see that.
It would be like a slug.
It was a sharp left turn. I love it.
It was a sharp left turn.
Because I'm thinking myself, a brown bear, like almost kind of a Winnie the Pooh. Not that I have like dad bod. Oh, why did you? that was not the reaction I was going for, Alicia.
But you
Keys.
Are furry and you are a redhead, so I get
this
it.
This is true. This is true.
I get it. I would think I'm a sloth. I'd like to nap. I feel like that's me. I can be hanging around.
Sloths are fresh.
I like that.
I mean, as much as I'd love to talk cartoon animals with Alicia Keys all day, this is your first time to Louisville.
Yeah, this is what I was trying to figure out. I'm so glad you could let me know because I was saying, have I ever performed in Louisville before?
I don't think you have. We would remember it.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. I love being somewhere for the first time. It's crazy. I'm going to need you to give me some places that I need to go.
Okay.
Well, bourbon needs to be a part of it. I don't know if you're a bourbon drinker, but that's kind of what we're known for. Okay.
I feel like I do a pretty good job seeing places and also performing there. It kind of depends if I have a day off or what.
You know, there's been a lot of stories in the news about people throwing things on stage. Are you ever worried about that? Are your fans pretty respectful?
Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
No, hell no, that hasn't happened. I'm from New York.
That's right.
You're like, I'm from New York. They know better.
I was born in Hell's Kitchen. Nope, they're not doing that.
Okay, so Alicia, if they were to throw something up on stage, what would you like to see?
I feel like people, you know, first of all, I have the best fans in the universe. Like, I don't even call them fans. I call them fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like family to me. And it's like, it's so many different styles of people. Everyone's from a different kind of zone. And everybody's there to have an amazing time. So for me, people throw like flowers.
Yeah.
People have thrown their number on their stage. I definitely get numbers.
Bold moves.
Letters. it's a sign.
I mean.
CDs.
Your husband's in the music business. He knows the deal. I mean, have you ever like read any of them and been like, I should give this person a call?
No.
What would get your attention though? If someone wanted to make a sign just to say like how much they love you, or what would grab your attention if they were going to put something on a sign to hold up?
When people put things on signs, I love the colors because you know it's so much to look at out there. So
yeah.
When it's bright.
Yeah.
So if it's just super, if people say like, I want to sing with you.
Aww.
It catches my attention.
And then, but they better bring some pipes if they're going to be bold enough to put that on there. Have you ever pulled anybody up on stage to sing because they said, I want to sing with you?
Right. That would be scary. I'm like, wait, guys, can you really sing? Because I'm bringing you up here.
It's a gamble. Yep.
Again, this is Alicia Keys.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Alicia, do you like bring your family on tour with you, or do you use it as a chance to take a break?
Like a trip to Target.
like a secret vacation.
Right. Yeah, does mom like needs to slip vacation. Away for a little bit?
I actually, you know, in the summer, because it's summer, I'm bringing them with me, and it's so fun. We get to really travel to the different places. We get to see and explore.
Oh, that's awesome.
And since they don't have school, it's really nice.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Alicia Keys, we'd love to play a game with you. Are you cool with that?
I love a good game.
Mm, okay.
It's a staple on the program. It's pretty popular.
The game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And if we're going to... We're going to play, so if Alicia, you want to hang out for just a quick sec, we'll play Little Kid, Drunk Adult with Alicia Keys on the way, coming up next. Alicia Keys performing tonight, KFC Yum Center. By the way, Alicia, my wife and her husband will be in attendance, so.
Did you say husband? What is that?
Yeah, her gay husband.
She
has a work friend. Yeah, and he's like, oh, we got to go to Alicia Keys. So he asked my wife if she would attend, and she's like,
wait. So you're getting left out?
I am.
Like, you can't go.
Two tickets, and it goes to my wife and the husband. So, I'm just saying, if you see Elizabeth and Lou in the audience tonight, just, you know, give them a quick heads up.
Like, she'll know who they are.
Be fun, but I feel like I can get you a ticket, but then will you feel like you'll be the third wheel?
I would totally feel like the third wheel. My own wife, I would feel like the third wheel at this.
Fantastic.
Oh, shoot. Anyways, Alicia Keys, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning. We wanted to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Now, Kelly, explain how this all works.
It's pretty simple. You're going to hear a little headline of a story, a little teaser of a story, and you have to determine from that, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or drunk adult? They share similar qualities many times.
Yeah. All right.
Alicia,
Alicia, I realize we didn't give you the proper introduction. Let's welcome Alicia to the program. Alicia is from Hell's Kitchen, New York, is married, a professional singer, drives a 2003 Honda Civic. Good morning, Alicia Keys. All right. I'm telling you, she has 325,000 miles on it, but she's still good going.
I think you nailed it. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
All right, so Alicia, there it is. All right, so first one, little kid, drunk adult.
I sneezed in a boy's face right before our first kiss.
Oh, sneezed in a boy's face before the first kiss. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Okay, so you see, because she said boy, you're thinking little kid, right?
Yeah.
Now, but she could be like calling a man a boy too, so it could be a drunk adult, but I'm going to stick with you on little kid.
All right, both of you say little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid. I was
there
little
it is. Yes, you got it. Little kid.
Like in
the
sixth grade.
Okay.
I was at the mall with a boy, and my parents were waiting outside to pick me up, and my boyfriend tried to give me a kiss, but he didn't realize that when I get nervous, I sneeze a lot, and I just sprayed right in his face.
Oh, no. In the moment.
Poor
that's
baby.
Tragic.
I mean, I got to be honest, Alicia, that's probably the most tame one that we have. We have another one here, little kid, drunk adult.
I'm ready. I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
No.
What? Back the truck up. Did he say butt? Putting a firework in his butt? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It
is. All right, that's drunk adult for sure.
All right, you're saying drunk adult, Kelly?
I feel like that has to be. By the way, I just realized that when these people sent these stories to us, they didn't realize that Alicia Keys was going to hear it.
I know.
You know, they're probably regretting their choice.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, Alicia Keys says drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying drunk adult?
Drunk adult, right. Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, obviously.
Of course you are.
Obviously. You are two for two, Alicia. You are perfect so far.
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July. I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt. Yeah, it exploded.
Yeah, well.
Why did he do that?
You know what? And you wonder why women live longer than men.
Dang.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Last one, Alicia Keys. All right, here we go.
So we drew Devil Baby on my nephew's face in Sharpie, forgetting that
his christening was the next day.
Whoops. Oh. Poor kid.
Okay. All right, they drew Devil Baby. Now, considering adult is not till 18, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yes. Something like that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly?
Well, I'm not going to break away from Alicia Keys. I'm going to say little kid, too.
Both of you say little kid.
It'd be rude.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Gosh! Oh!
That's a you should know better. That's a you should know better.
Yeah,
100%. And so the words, like, only partially came off. And to this day, my sister finds no humor in the story.
Oh, that had lasting real effects.
Yeah, that had some lasting effects. Alicia Keys, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning.
Oh, you're delightful.
I tell you what, I will give you my phone number, and you can text when you are ready to see the town, and we'll go hang out. It'll be you, my wife, and her husband. And so we can all be a happy little quartet.
Four.
Yeah,
right.
I love it. All right. Alicia Keys, thank you so much.
I'm so excited to come to Louisville. This is about to be crazy. Keys to the summer. Great to talk to you guys. I'll see you tonight.
All right.
Take thanks, care, Alicia Keys.
Lots of love.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
She's delightful.
She is so great. I love Alicia Keys.
I just want to know what her first little conversation with the people is after this experience.
Those people crazy in Kentucky.